This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Of course you are. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All right, we've got just a full slate of things happening here today on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening with New California. And we're going to be talking about, just some of the great speakers are going to be there. We talked about Agnes Gibney yesterday. Agnes Gibney made an appearance. And, of course, if you don't know who Agnes Gibney is, she's one of the angel moms. She's running for Congress, actually, out here in California. She just so happens to be the state senator for New California out of San Bernardino County. So that's like, wow, what the heck is going on there, right? So she was packed yesterday. She'll be at the convention also with Mike Huckabee. Governor Mike Huckabee will be in attendance, and so we will be updating you on that one, of course. So we've got just a ton of things going on for New California, and of course, what happened yesterday, the president shows up in Bakersfield, California, basically tells Governor Gavin Newsom, he's about to be displaced. We'll get into that little discussion. I think it was kind of an interesting discussion. He shows up for a mini rally. It was actually more of a, and by the way, congratulations to everybody in Kern County and also all the Central Valley, because yesterday the legislation was, executive order was signed by the President of the United States granting more water to be brought into that area. Of course, they're desperate for water down there. And stopping the state of California from putting more water out to sea, just wasting the water. And, of course, that was a big deal. And, And that's going to be challenged, I suspect, by the courts. And, of course, there's a lot of positive offerings to the state of California as to what kind of the water improvements that will be brought by this action by the president. And doesn't look like the governor of California wants to accept that. But anyway, he's going to have to accept it, and I'm sure there's going to be investigations and so on and inquiries into the whole thing, especially by the House of Representatives. And since Nancy Pelosi is related to, as you know, to Gavin Newsom, don't you just love this incestuous business of California? Yeah. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that. And also, this whole notion, if you have not heard, there was a murder spree again in Germany this time, a so-called self-avowed Nazi killing 10 people. This is in Frankfurt, Germany. This has just come out. And everybody's saying it's a radical right. Listen, Nazism is socialism. That's called radical left. Let's get that correct. And, of course, this is the old switcheroony that the media does when they talk about, you know, the United States is a democracy. Well, the United States is not a democracy. We're a republic. Yeah, but they want you to think that. And, of course, California is a democracy. Every state's a democracy is a dictatorship. Let's get it right. You saw the democracy working in action with the House of Representatives versus, of course, the Senate, the House of Representatives acting exactly like a dictatorship or a democracy, a mob. Democracy means mob rule. So when you talk about national socialism, okay, national socialism or Nazism, it's still socialism, just like Bernie Sanders. I'm a socialist. Well, you know, of course, the basically the only difference between a socialist and a nationalist is that the socialist, the government, runs everything in a communist state. In a socialist state, you still have some availability to have free markets and so on, but not very many. As Karl Marx said, socialism is just a step towards communism. And, of course, many of your favorite communists have engaged in many, many different ways with Fabian socialism, Fabian society, and things like that. We were talking about Javier Becerra the other day and what his whole relationship with many socialist / communist groups like Mecha and La Raza and those kind of groups, and also him being a member of the, quote, Fabian Society. And Fabian socialists have been around for a long time. So these are left, not right. So the media gets it completely wrong. They've picked up on, even Fox News, they're talking about this guy was a right. He's not an extreme right winger. He's an extreme left winger. This is what Nazis do. That's the disinformation campaign they want you to not know about when they do this. So even our own media, yes, even Fox News engages because they think that's the thing to say, and it's not. Nazism is socialism. It just the icon for socialism is Adolf Hitler. Let's get this straight. Adolf Hitler is the icon for socialism. So when I take a look at Bernie Sanders, he's a self-avowed socialist. Well, you know, he's wanting the same things that Adolf Hitler brought to Germany. And, you know, then, of course, he's dabbled in communism. So, you see, he's not too far off. One foot in communism, the other foot in socialism. And, you know, last night, I know the debates went on last night. I did not see the debates. I don't watch the debates. I was asked last night, late at night, because it's late at night, by an individual, did you watch the debates tonight? And I said, no, and heck no, I did not. And they said, wow, it was something else. I said, well, you know, maybe it was. And then, of course, then I started getting all the reports, and he started going, man, they just blasted Bloomberg. And I said, well, you know, Bloomberg is a target, let's just face it. And you got a bunch of people who have been debating for a long time, and he gets up. He's the newbie. And by the way, they changed the rules so that he could be up there. I do monitor and watch the behavior of what goes on with these folks because it's clearly right out of the Democratic playbook. They're trying to isolate the National Socialist, Bernie Sanders, and, of course, Elizabeth Warren, another socialist. She's an adherent to socialism. And they're trying to isolate those two so they can get Joe Biden. And now it looks like Buttigieg. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. They don't want no Bernie Sanders, let me tell you. Now, and of course, Bernie has an appeal, and this is one of the things about that always clouds socialism and communism, is in the early phases it sounds so romantic that they're going to bring you all these free things. And of course, what really happens is at the end, you lose everything, including your lives. That's what happens in every single scenario when you bring in a socialist or a Nazi, or you bring in a communist. Communism, if you take a look at that, of course, who's the titular head of communism? Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, who developed the concepts of communism and the Communist Manifesto in 1848. But, you know, the thing is that they really didn't mature until later on towards the end of the first century. And you got, you know, you've got all the Lenins and all these other guys that started, Trotsky and all these other guys that started to show up. And then they create a, you know, the Communist Revolution of 1917, which is really sort of the kickoff point for communism. And then, of course, how did that end, right? How did that end up terrible? How did National Socialism, which was only 10 years later, being developed by Adolf Hitler at the time, how did that all turn out? Terrible. You know, some people say 150 million people died in the last century alone because of these two ideologies. So why in the world would we want a socialist as president? We don't, and we're not going to get one. But it's appealing to some people because, you know, after all, the largesse, the living in the freedom that we've all enjoyed, we've all been wonderful, we just think, let's try something different this time. Well, you better be worried about what you might wish for if you're going to try something different. It's about time to clean up the system that we have now. Because that system is changing rapidly the other way. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so multitasking here in Studio 21, taking a look at all the different things that are happening out there. I'm going to finish my little email here to the girls. I've got all kinds. Jeez, you know, I got to do other jobs and this job and that job. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, I learned how to multitask as a educator. So I'm cool. I'm absolutely cool, you know, with what's going on. So anyway, we got Donald J. Trump. You know, I woke up this morning and I said, oh, shocking, Donald J. Trump is still my president. And I said, you know what the great thing about this is as of this morning, Donald J. Trump is still Nancy Pelosi's president and Gavin Newsom's president. Shocking. I'm sure that they're thrilled to death, aren't you, that he's their president? I'm just absolutely, incredibly, okay, I'm being very sarcastic, but it's true, isn't it? You know it's true. You know that Nancy Pelosi gets up and goes, ah, oh, I know that I'm safe today because Donald Trump's president. Well, you know, kind of, sort of, right? Yeah, I think so. I think she's getting it. I think she is starting to drive that nail. So what are we doing about scandals now? Because, you know, doesn't seem like they're going to try and do any kind of impeachment as we take a look at what happened last night. And was, you know, I'm not going to belabor this thing. I'm really not going to belabor what happened last night, even though Trump last night, I was listening to some of the clips this morning, but Trump last night, as he's in Arizona, I was talking about hearing that Bloomberg, little Mikey, is getting just absolutely bombed. He's bombing on the debate stage. And I'm just kind of cracking. I'm going, yes, he's bombing on the debate stage. There's no question about it. Anyway, you know, it's nice to know. Okay, I'm going to dive in on just some of the comments. This is what we're seeing. This is off of Drudge here. Pundits call Bloomberg's first debate a disaster. As Democrats bar. Hannity Bloomberg thinks he knows everything about farming. Yeah, there's some disconnect going on there. You know, I was with the farmers on Tuesday, Devin Nunez and the like, talking about the Fryant water business and all that good stuff. It was kind of interesting to see that. Also, rest assured, DOJ Barr has no plans to resign over Trump tweets. Right. That is a little something that we want to clarify. We did that yesterday, I thought, but just had to do it again today. Okay, so as we get closer to the debates again, I'm sure that they're going to say, where's Bloomberg? I don't know if he's going to show up. It's just been, from what I've been seeing, everything is just a total disaster. It says, this is from, I'm going to click over here. This becomes a Fox thing. Marianne Marsh, one Dem clearly came out on top. All others had a night to forget. Shocking. So there was more than one victim? Amy Klobuchar? Miss Gunrunner herself? Oh, I'm sorry, Ukraine. Wait till they pop that one out on Amy. Hey, what were you doing surrounded by all those Ukrainian military men with big guns? Oh, I'm sorry. Who else was there? Oh, in the picture, John McCain, maybe. shocking. And Lindsey Graham. Could he be tagged in some way with the Ukrainian situation? I don't know. Maybe he was just kind of a little sidekick to Amy. I don't know. I'm just saying. Right? Anyway, this is some of the comments. I'll see if I can get this clip. Okay, here we go. Piers Morgan, Bloomberg's network rules an appalling abuse of power. Okay, here we go. This is going to be from, I think from last night. We're going to get through this. This is a pundit's call, Bloomberg's first debate a disaster as Democrats sparring in Vegas. So this should be a pretty good sound clip. This is brought to you by Fox News. And Joe Concha. Oh, I like Joe Concha. Joe Concha is the man. He is the man. Anyway, here we go. Here we go.
This was a disaster for Bloomberg. Bloomberg went in as Van the Jones Titanic, billion-dollar machine Titanic. Titanic, meet iceberg Elizabeth Warren.
The former mayor was completely out of his realm.
I wouldn't want to go in there and defend him after the night that he had.
It was boxing in the 1950s. You keep punching the cut over their eye over and over and over again. That's what they did to Bloomberg.
Many in the media deeming Michael Bloomberg the loser of the latest Democratic debate. Are they right?
All right, here now to weigh in, media reporter for The Hill, Joe Concha. Joe, do you go with the main theme that Bloomberg was the target and he wasn't ready to be hit?
He was not ready. There was rust. I had notes from last night that I was taking as I was tweeting throughout this. Here are words I used. Unsteady, unnerved, deer in the headlights, unrelatable, rusty, rehearsed, inauthentic, out of place. So not very good reviews if you remember Rocky IV. It was like Apollo Creed versus Five. Right. Ivan Drago's. We all know how that fight ended. But overall, guys, the optics here for all Democrats, I think we're poor. And here's why. It was entertaining for us, right? Mm-hmm. Political junkies, we loved it. It was like the Red Wedding.
It's the first sequel. Real one. It was the first real debate.
Where they took off the gloves, right, and actually went after each other. But they were lacking gravitas. And what drove me crazy is 3 seconds in everybody's answer, I see everybody's hands up. Right. And they're waving. You know what? Give them a buzzer, lights up their podium, because then it looks like a sophomore year debate.
Right. Did you feel that the moderators actually had control of the debate? Because it seemed like they said hello in the beginning, and then they were off to the races, and you didn't hear many questions.
You know what I don't mind, Steve? I don't mind when actually moderators kind of back off and let them go at it. I think at one point they allowed Elizabeth Warren way too much to interrogate Michael Bloomberg, because if it was the other way around.
She was the number one soundbiter, and I believe Michael Bloomberg was the least.
Warren and Klobuchar got the most speaking time, and Bloomberg did get the least. That's correct. But overall, the tone in general, I still don't know what the message of the Democrats is from an optimism perspective, because you always went on optimism. Ronald Reagan, shining city on the hill. George H.W. Bush, 1,000 points of light. Bill Clinton, man from hope. President Obama, hope and change. President Trump, make America great again. What is the Democrats' bumper sticker at this point?
Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's, of course, the key thing here to understand. There was no there. And as he said, I did see some of the clips where, I thought it was really strange. So, because I didn't watch the whole thing. I don't do this, but I was looking at some of the clips before the doing show prep, of course, looking at it, and I did see what he said was, I thought, very sophomoric. So I guess that was the whole nature of the night. In other words, normally everybody's given a certain amount of time, and then they have to tell them to be quiet. You know, they don't let them overtalk. And apparently that's not the case with this time. Klobuchar and Warren got all the time, basically. The other part of it, though, is that this whole idea that once somebody stopped talking, the hands went up. It was like the one thing that I saw, I said, oh, that's one of my classrooms where we're having a discussion for opinion and people are trying, you know, that sort of thing. And it was not professional, but just as I would say, I'm going to say just from what I'm seeing here. And again, I want to go back. I'm going to juxtaposition this with, let's see if we can't get a little bit of YouTube about, that's Virginia. We don't know Virginia again. We're going to have to do that debate. We're going to go to what happened yesterday, just to give you a good perspective of Donald Trump and what was going on. I mean, the guy was in total stride yesterday. But we're going to run. We're going to come back. So we'll play some of the stuff that he was doing yesterday, which was quite good. And I'm not going to play the part where he talks about replacing Gavin Newsom as governor of California. Shocking. The president did that? Well, you know, all you new Californians, we're telling you, you got to pay attention. It's happening. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All right. So, Donald J. Trump, he's still your presidente. El presidente today. This is a little bit of what was going on yesterday. I'll play just a tad of this stuff. Here you go. So if we don't need a commercial, but you know how they run these kind of crazy. Yeah, all right, here we go. All right, so here we go. Donald J. Trump yesterday.
And where'd Kimberly get? Kimberly!
There's Jim. There's Jim.
Not
here's
bad, right?
Donald
guys?
J. Trump Jr. yesterday. This is in Bakersfield. Kimberly Guilfoyle comes out and does something. Now here comes the president. Here we go, the president.
And that was my honor, but I proudly declare that
We are in the midst of the great American comeback. Our country is stronger today than ever before.
Okay, so here's the guy, this debate thing, with everybody just clamoring. They're eating themselves in the debate. And now, here you have Donald Trump. This is in Kern County yesterday, Bakersfield, part of New California. And in this process, you have this guy saying this. I'm going to say it again. Listen to this again. This is what the president is saying. Now, who do you want to vote for?
He might even be hotter than Trump right now, I have to say.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the scene? No, he's all over television. Even fake news, CNN had him on.
We're talking about Michael Bloomberg.
But they say he's a legitimate great hero of World War II, Irvin Julian. Irvin!
There you go. World War II veteran who was carried up to the stage yesterday. Where is he? There he is. He's carried up. That was great. That was a great moment. World War II veteran, two vets holding him up. Only in Bakersfield do you see this. Bakersfield, one of them. It is in Bakersfield. It's a great cultural area. There it is.
Yep. And I asked my son Don to get a couple of hats and get some things and give them to Irwin right now. And I want to thank you. Really, that's a great honor. And thank you for the great job you've done. An American patriot. Thank you very much.
So he honors the patriot. Didn't see that from any of those Democrats last night remotely.
Thank you, Don.
No positive praise, in other words.
How did Don do tonight, okay? He's good. Good guy. And he loves this country. So, this is truly an incredible time
for
America.
Listen to this.
We have the best economy, the most prosperous country that we've ever had, and the most powerful military anywhere in the world by far. Do you remember the good time we had a week ago at the State of the Union? You remember that, right? State of the Union. And that was my honor, but I proudly declared that we are in the midst of the great American comeback. Our country is stronger today than ever before. And after 3 years of very unfair and ridiculous witch hunts and partisan Democrat crusades, it was the radical left's pathetic attempts to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow our entire system of government. But guess what? They failed, and our poll numbers are higher today than they've ever been before.
Okay, so my feeling, I listened to some of the debate stuff and Mr. Constance's critique of the debate. Donald J. Trump won the debate last night. There was a debate, and he won it. These guys that talk about, first of all, they've got no message. You've got a socialist communist, two of them. And then you've got a guy who's got a multi-billionaire who's an oligarch. Think about that. You got the oligarchs, you got the communists, you got the socialists. I mean, you got the whole agenda right up there. What kind of Democratic Party is it going to be? And what's going to happen when they get to convention? Oh, boy. Will Hillary Clinton ooze out? Will she come slithering out between the chairs of some remote part of the convention hall? Could be, but obviously it's not going to be a fun time, because if you're going to go to bat against the Donald Trump with these candidates that we saw last night, then guess what? On November 4th, when you wake up, Donald J. Trump will still be your president for the next 5 years. Well, four and a half, I think. Four more. So 2024, you know, he'll be stepping out. Unless you want to change it so he runs for four more years, right? The CEO for four. I don't know. The Democrats did it. They could do it, right? We could. No, we'd have to change the Constitution, of course. And that's just not going to happen. But I do know one thing that happened yesterday. This is, they were doing this affront thing for the water resources and so on. We'll get into that. We're going to talk about that.
We will defend privacy, free speech, and you know this. You know it's under siege. Religious liberty. And the right to keep and bear arms. We will defend it. It's under siege. It's under siege. You see it in Virginia. They want to take away the guns. Above all, we will never stop fighting for the sacred values that bind us together as one beautiful America. We support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We stand with the incredible heroes of law enforcement. We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. And we live by the words of our national motto, In God We Trust.
That's a fact. In God We Trust. You know, the biggest thing, of course, is he's got God in the discussion again. National. Amazing, isn't it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
From Tucson to Tombstone. Right? Do you agree, right? You agree, right? Look at him. He's agreeing. This guy. He's agreeing. No more censorship is right. No more evil. No more crimes. You're right. From Yuma to Mesa. And from Flagstaff to right here in Phoenix. We stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and to defend our freedom. Arizona was founded by pioneers and prospectors, great prospectors, cowboys and miners, and ranchers who tamed the wilderness, braved the blazing sun, and it is hot here. I've been here during the summer, I want to tell you. It's seriously hot. Of course, didn't they say that President Clinton, when he went on the back of the plane, was here to play golf? It was 121 degrees that day. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. What do you think he was doing with the attorney general? Remember, he said, oh, I just happened to see. I was here to play golf. It was 120 degrees out. I don't know. A lot of crooked stuff went on. I wonder what they talked about. I'm sure it wasn't that she would become a Supreme Court justice. I'm sure it wasn't that they were going to extend her tenure as Attorney General. She was a real beauty. I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it was nothing. They spent 45 minutes on the plane talking about golf and their grandchildren, right? Can't let it happen, folks. Can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. You fought the battles and helped make this the greatest nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And we are making it greater every single day than ever before.
Aha, he's right. That was the president in Phoenix yesterday. And, of course, we've got the Bakersfield trip yesterday, which was pretty interesting. He did a very, very good job yesterday in Bakersfield discussing water and other things. I think I'm going to wait until the next hour to kind of get into the whole Bakersfield visit by the president and all the things that happened there. Except I can't resist this, though. I just cannot read. This came out of the business section of Fox yesterday. So we got that. I'm just going to go play a little. I'm going to give you a tease about something that the president said. I just can't not get to say it, you know? I think he's got to say this.
We're going to fight for you, and we're going to win, and we're going to get you your water and put a lot of pressure on your governor. And frankly, if he doesn't do it, you're going to get a new governor, because who could conceivably...
Okay, so you want to hear that again? This is...
your country, we appreciate it so much.
And that's why I'm here today and why I will always keep fighting for the American farmer and rancher, the people in this room. We're going to fight for you and we're going to win, and we're going to get you your water and put a lot of pressure on your governor. And frankly, if he doesn't do it, you're going to get a new governor, because who could conceivably...
Now, I wonder what he meant by that. You're going to get a new governor. And the crowd cheers. I wonder what he's talking about. I know nothing. Schultz, what's he talking about? I know nothing. But if I was to say something, that would be telling you I know something. But I know nothing. Thank you, Schultz. Okay, so much for Schultz being the person who can explain why Donald Trump would say such a thing. Shocking. I bet there's people out there that are thinking, well, maybe it is time for this governor to move over. Maybe it is time that this governor stop using the machinery of government to destroy the lives of United States citizens living in the state of California. Maybe it's time to dismantle the governmental system that uses the machinery of government to destroy these lives and destroy this great nation. Well, that's just, you know, my way of thinking. Because clearly we have a system in California that's not working. As we've attested, 95 grievances during the Declaration of Independence process for New California. Every single one ends with a prayer requesting that the president declare California in a state of insurrection. Declaring a state of insurrection exists. We want him to do that. Will he do that? I don't know, but I kind of like the way these words sounded when I heard them.
Less than 1 year. We're going to have it done in less than a year. Right, David? And just to finish up, America is a nation built by farmers who work hard to provide their families, support their neighbors, and draw out God's abundance from the earth. You pour out your sweat and soul. You pour out your heart. You really do. You're incredible people. You work so hard, and you're smart as hell. Because to make it in your business, you have to be smart. Your communities, your country, we appreciate it so much. And that's why I'm here today and why I will always keep fighting for the American farmer and rancher, the people in this room. We're going to fight for you and we're going to win. And we're going to get you your water and put a lot of pressure on your governor. And frankly, if he doesn't do it, you're going to get a new governor, because who could conceivably...
Well, I think the crowd liked it. You're going to get a new governor. I liked it, too. And I think all new Californians like this idea. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. Help you out there a little bit. We're going to be coming back and going through a whole bunch of stuff here in the next hour. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting hour ahead because we're going to bring up some tidbits that need to be talked about and getting kind of ready, if you know what I mean, getting ready for the big days ahead. We got the convention coming up. We've got not only just the convention going up, but, you know, we got so many other things happening besides the convention. You know, it's kind of neat, actually. This whole convention business. Actually, it's very exciting. Very exciting. And, you know, we're going to have a bigger convention. Actually, it's sort of like the last convention because we'll actually, it'll be the finalization of the Constitutional Convention and what's going to happen with our own Constitution, because this is the time in which we write constitutions, you know. And, we'll have a little bit more about, see more fallout from Bloomberg. I'm kind of bored with the Bloomberg. I'm kind of bored with the Democrats. You know, let's just have the vote and let's get on, right? But, you know, of course, the voting system in California is just massively corrupt. And, of course, we're getting reports like you cannot believe. Everywhere I go, and I'll be doing some speaking tonight again, and every place I go, it's just, you know, and they ask me, it's like they're asking me. I'm the guy who's talking about New California when I go to these town halls and do these speeches and stuff. I'm that guy. I am not some representative of California. I just tell them, look, our system is completely corrupt, so therefore it's void. I mean, it really is. And that's the way I look at it, is that, you know, we're going to go forward and create a new state. It's going to put null and void on everything for California. And, of course, this is what the president's talking about getting rid of, you know, getting rid of the governor. This governor is going to be taken out. That's a fact. He's going to be taken out politically, the right way, legally, lawfully, because he's using the machinery of government against us. And that's tyranny, plain and simple. And the cases are so strong against him and all the other legislators in this state that the president can no longer ignore it. That's really what it comes down to. Nor should he. And he won't. And then there's money laundering. Oh boy, now I've really touched on it now, haven't I? Money laundering. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.